Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned to appreciate every blessed way, every day that I exist in Yah's world. I thank Yah in every way as I continue to elevate in Yah's world. Please allow me to apologize for every time you've opened my eyes and I didn't thank you for your love. So if I never ever told you that I love you and adore you, that I worship you and I serve you, I'm showing you now. And if I've never ever thanked you for your Holy Spirit that watches over me, I'm thanking you now. And if I've never ever praised you for all of your great creativity, my eyes, I'm praising you now.
I'm praising you now. Your truth to me is nice to me. It's breath to me. I'm praising you now. My happiness is that you exist and I'm a part. I'm praising you now. Yes, I'm your child, eternally in divinity. I'm praising you now.
And I want you to know that I appreciate your love. Every blessing that I intake in Yah's world, and I truly appreciate my messianic family, every smiling face in Yah's world. And I want to thank all you wonderful saints who paved the way through your dedication. I wouldn't exist without your love. So if I never ever told you that I love you and adore you, I'm telling you now. And if I never ever showed you that I worship you and I serve you, I'm showing you now. And if I've never ever thanked you for your holy, holy, holy spirit that watches over me, I'm thanking you now. And if I've never ever praised you for all of your great creativity, my eyes can see, I'm praising you now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So welcome once again. We are the Hebrew Israelite Nation, fellows, and we are happy to be with you once again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue on. Matter of fact, we're wrapping up the subject of grace. Hallelujah. It's been a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's opened a lot of eyes and brought a lot of clarity to some of the confusion that our brothers and sisters might have on this subject of grace. What does grace do? What is grace? And does grace nullify Yah's holy laws and commandments? Well, we're not going to recreate the wheel. We've laid a good foundation, and we encourage you to go back to the last two broadcasts and check out the messages. It covers it in great detail. We have proved beyond the shadow of a doubt, not through our opinion, but through Scripture, that grace is not a substitute of the law, that grace does not nullify the law, that grace does not alter Yah's laws, and that our Mashiach did not come into the world and shed his precious blood to nullify Yah's laws, his holy laws. So with that said, Elder, matter of fact, with that said, I want to introduce to you my partner for the night, my brother, Elder Yael, and I am Elder Uliah.
Mm-hmm.
And this program, the Ruach just gave us the title to this program. It is a blessing. We're entitling this program The Summarization of Yah's Grace.
Mm-hmm.
The Summarization of Yah's Grace.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring it all in summary. It's like you write a nice college paper. What do you end it with? You end it with a summary. What is the summary? You just say in simple words what you said. You just make it all plain. If you wrote a 100-page document, in that paragraph, at the end, you're going to make it all plain and say what you said in all those words. So we're going to summarize Yah's grace. And we have a scripture here. Our foundational scripture reading for the night is found in Romans, the 6th chapter, and the 1st verse. We're going to go into a little bit of the 2nd verse, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's noteworthy that this scripture is going to be our foundation scripture because it's by our beloved brother, Shaul, Apostle Paul, known by many. And why is that significant? Because, Elder, it is the Apostle Paul himself has been at the center of controversy, not by his own doing.
Mm-hmm.
His brother did not put himself in the controversy, but what we would call modern-day Christendom.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much would have you believe that the Apostle Paul is just another of all the things that the laws and the prophets, and even the Mashiach himself, have established. We know the Mashiach said in Matthew chapter 5 that he didn't come to alter the law. He didn't come to nullify the law or destroy the law.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary, he came to clarify mm-hmm. and make the law more understanding, because we're going to bring that out. But let's see what our Apostle Paul, Apostle Shaul says, because he's the one that they say, modern-day Christendom, that, you know, we're under grace. That, you know, we don't walk under the law no more. We're not under the law. The law is dead and gone.
Hmm.
Well, remember, when we first started this 2 weeks ago, one thing we have to get established. What is the law? Well, what is sin? That's vital to this whole subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
What is sin? We found out in 1 John 3 and 4, plain and simple, straight to the point, sin has a specific definition. What is sin? 1 John 3 and 4 says, sin is the transgression of the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's over in the New Testament, folks. Sin is the transgression of the law. So, with that definition in mind, we're going to go over to the words of our dearly beloved brother, Shaul.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say, he's going to tell you about grace and the law, what their relationship is. Does one nullify the other? He's going to explain it. Maybe someone asked him that question. But he's answering it right now. And for you who were under the impression, under the opinion, that grace nullifies the law, our brother Shaul is addressing it as only he can. He says in chapter 6, starting at verse 1 in the book of Romans, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Let's stop right there.
Hmm.
What is the definition of sin? Her parentheses after sin.
Mm-hmm.
The definition is the transgression of the law. Sin is the transgression of the law. So let's read it with a full understanding. Let's start again. What shall we say then? Shall we continue to transgress the law? Shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue to transgress the law that grace may abound? He's asking a simple question. But it was prophetic because the Ruach knew that in modern-day Christendom, this was going to be a topic of debate. This was going to be a school of thought. That grace nullifies the law.
Mm.
So in Yah's wisdom, speaking through the Ruach, speaking through our dear apostle, he says, shall grace really nullify the law? He says, shall we continue to transgress the law? Can we transgress the law now that we have grace? Or that grace may abound, grace may continue? A grace may increase?
Mm.
Here's the answer in verse 2. Yah forbid.
Mm.
You know what Yah forbid? You know what he's saying when he says, Yah forbid?
Mm.
Basically, you can interpret that. Absolutely not.
Hallelujah.
He said, absolutely not.
Right.
We shall not continue in sin. We shall not continue to transgress the law. So, our dear brother Shaul, the one that they say is responsible for turning the law upside down on his head and ushering in the age, or some say the dispensation of grace, our dear brother Shaul said, No, don't throw me in that mess. Don't you blaspheme my name. I have nothing to do with that. I'm telling you, when you ask me, you Christians who might live 2,000 years after I'm long gone, if you're going to try to say that grace nullifies the law, and you're asking me the question, does it? I'm saying my answer is absolutely not.
Mm.
God forbid we transgress the law.
That's right. Mm.
Because we have grace through the precious blood of our Messiah, Yahushua. So we're going to get into this. And what we're going to do, when I say we're going to get into this, we're going to pretty much bring to a head the last two lessons. Last two messages we had, and we're going to summarize it, and we're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of Yah, we're going to move on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, I'm going to now turn this over to our dear brother, Yahiel, and Yah bless you through our dear brother. Come on up.
Okay.
Come on up, brother.
All right. Hallelujah. So, Elder, what an introduction, and reminding our audience about the fact that sin, the transgression of the law is sin, or sin is a transgression of the law. You know, that's what we want to definitely get over to the audience here, because again, we got so many people out there, they right away will tell you, oh, no, we're not under the law. We are under grace now, you know. And they say it as though that is the way it is. And so that's the problem with that. The problem with that, we can't let nothing like that just get by us and just act as though it wasn't said, because we know it's not true. It's not right because of what we just read, you just read in the book of Romans, Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. We can see it plainly, plain and clear. And I don't know how some person calling himself a minister of the word, and how he misses that, you know, is beyond me. You know, because this is clear. This is clear. And again, the more I study and look into Yah's word, the more I begin to understand it, the clearer it becomes to me, you see. And that's a blessing it within itself, you know. Because even just right in Titus, okay, Titus chapter 2, look what it says in verse 11, okay. Now, it says this, but we can't let these things that we see here in the Shaul's writings confuse us, although we know Peter or Kiefer, you know, he did say there are some things that Shaul has written is hard to understand, especially for those that are unlearned, and they turn around and twist the scriptures and twist it to their own destruction, you see, and that's not good. That's why we're out here speaking like we are. Because this our duty is to try to bring this as clear as possible, so that none of us can be lost or be using these other people the way they interpret things in their mind. You know, we can't let them go around using that as an excuse and giving themselves an excuse not to even take a look at the word themselves. You know. Because it tells us here, even in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11, for the saving grace, saving gift of Yah has appeared to all men. You see? See, so that grace, you know, Yah didn't leave any of us out. You know, if you are a man, it has appeared to you. You know? So you can't walk around and just let yourself be deceived, you know. And the problem with that is so many people, again, they just refuse to really, really accept it, you know, because of other things they have already preconceived in their head, you know. They've already swallowed the false, the big lie up anyway. And therefore, you know, when you do that, then you become blinded, you know. That's why it tells us, I believe, right there, which is 1st or 2nd Corinthians, you know, about what happens to those who, for instance, 2nd Corinthians, verse chapter 4, and indeed, if our good news, verse 3, has been veiled, it has been veiled in those who are perishing. Okay.
Uh-huh.
In whom the mighty one of this age, you see, the evil, the deceiver of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. You see?
Yeah.
There it is, the unbelieving. There's a reason why people will catch that sort of philosophy in their head and go running with it. Because they don't don't believe the truth anyway. They don't want to. Mm-hmm. So that the enlightening of the good news of the esteem of Messiah, who is the likeness of Yah, does not shine on them. You see? And so that's what is going on. And we don't want to be out here. Well, we're just hoping that Yah saved everyone out here that has been, because some people honestly have been deceived. We really don't know for sure they really caught up and they just, you know, deceived. But, you know, there's hope for everybody if you slow down sometimes and give yourself an opportunity to look into Yah's word and study it for yourself. Okay? Don't just take what you hear some preacher, somebody's just because he's got a title to his name attached to it, like a Moray or pastor or, you know, bishop or somebody like that, all of those kind of things, you know. Don't just automatically assume that they got it all together, you know. That's why he says that in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, you see. So there's a way. Yah has a way for us to test the word, to see if, you know, it's in line with his writing, with his word. Okay? See, that's why he tells us, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, that is because there's no daylight in them. You see? So that's the thing. We want to keep this understood so that we don't lose sight on the truth. You know, we don't want to do that because so many winds and doctrines are out there in the world being blown around, you know, and so it's easy to get caught up in this stuff, but we don't have to be deceived. We don't have to. Okay? I'm just going to read a little bit in Romans chapter 5, okay, starting with verse 1. Really. Therefore, having been declared right by belief, see, that's why I said I brought that word belief out. It's very important that we believe the truth, believe Yah's word when we hear it, when we understand it and know it's right. We have peace with Yah through our Master, Yahushua the Messiah, okay? And through whom also we have access by belief into this grace, into this favor in which we stand. And we exalt in the expectation of the esteem of Yah. You see? See how beautiful that is? We exalt, you see? And so that's what we want to do. We want to look into the word. Number one, when we hear the truth, we want to believe it. You know, you could look at Yah's commandments. He says, thy word is truth. You know, thy word, you know, the laws that I speak unto you, they are righteous, they are true, you know. So we can look at that and believe his word, believe what he says in his word, in his laws. Just start believing those things, you know, and keep seeking for understanding before we get too carried away, you know, and find ourselves strung out there not understanding what's going on. Okay, and not only this, as we read on in chapter 5 here of Romans, verse 3 says, and not only this, but we also exalt in pressures, knowing that pressure works endurance, you see, and endurance, approvedness, and approvedness, expectations, you see, and expectation does not disappoint, because the love of Yah has been poured out in our hearts by the set apart spirit, which was given to us. You see? So Yah has done all of these things, you know, through Yahushua the Messiah for us, to save us, for our salvation, to set up us up to be with the Messiah. You see? And to live with him, and to rule with him. So, you know, and that's what we need to be looking at, looking forward to. But when we were still weak, the Messiah in due time died for the wicked. She died for us. For one, she'll hardly die for a righteous one, though possibly for a good one, someone would even have the courage to die. But Yah proves his own love for us, okay? In that while we were still sinners, the Messiah died for us, you see? And we need to see that clear so that we can understand, you know, what is taking place here for us, because we don't have long. Time is wrapping up. You know, Yah is, in fact, Yah is with us now. You know, looking at us, he's getting things, pulling us. Actually, I believe I could go so far to say that Yah is separating the wheat, tares and the
wheat.
Because we see so much evil in a lot of cases. Some people have just gone too far with their evil deeds, you know. And so we have to realize that Yah is with us right now, right this day, because Yahushua said, "Behold, I will be with you till the end of the ages." Okay? So he said that he says what he means, and he means what he says. You see? And you should, if you are a righteous person, following Yah, listening to his word, and living it, and believing it, you should see in some way some manifestation of Yah's righteousness, of his active activity amongst us. Somehow you should. Now, you know, and we're going to talk about these things because Yah has plenty different good ways that he can let us know that he's right here among us. Okay? And that way you can be encouraged to know that you're going to be okay no matter what else you see going on in this world. You see? And I speak that because, you know, I know that the scripture does tell us in Acts chapter 2, I believe, that your old men shall have dreams, you know? And so I'm just putting myself in that old man category because sometimes I do have dreams. And so I know that Yah is speaking to me, making sure, because I'm going to tell you, there is nothing, even sometimes when I even make a mistake and do something that is not quite there, you know, I get the warnings, I get them straight from Yah himself right now, you know, I get them. So before I go too far, Yah will appear to me some kind of way, you know, that I can tell that, oops, I'm going in the wrong direction. I better do something about that, fall on my knees or whatever I have to do to pray and ask Yah to guide my footsteps in the right way, you know, not the way that I'm about to go that ain't the right way. That's, you know, something could definitely happen, you know. So this is why we gotta keep our eyes, keep ourselves alert, keep studying Yah's word, keep looking at it, asking, praying for some understanding, because it's there for you. Yah is, you know, no matter what we think, we don't have to be walking around here totally lost without any understanding of which direction we should be going in. We don't have to be doing that now, you see. We really don't. We don't, because I know that Yah's light, his truth, his presence will be with you, will be with us, because after all, we are the chosen one. We are his people. We are the ones that he has said to us, is my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face. You see?
Yeah.
You see, I will hear from heaven. I will heal their land. You see? We are those people. Okay? Don't let no demon out there try to make you think that you're not. You see? Because we are that people. We know we are. You know? and I believe it, and you can't take that belief from me. You know?
That's right.
No matter how you, what kind of noise you come with, you see? Because if it doesn't line up with Yah's word, then I know you just, you know, just a tingling sound out there, you see? And I know to ignore it. I can stick with Yah's word. I could trust Yah's word, okay? I mean, I can trust it. So, Elder, if you want, let me get you in here so that you can come on in here and kind of, let's kind of get this thing going, let you throw in some stuff, because I know we definitely want to summarize up these last two lessons that we have had, these programs. And so then we can pretty much do whatever else, whatever other way Yah leads us, we can just move right on into it. So hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Following right along with the summary, as we have the foundational scripture in Book of Romans 6:1, because we are redeeming our brother Shaul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're redeeming his name. It means that that they have butchered our brother. They have blamed all type of blasphemous things on him, blasphemous doctrines. We have been responsible for blasphemous doctrines all on our dearly brother. And just like you said earlier, Apostle Peter did say that some things that Brother Shaul wrote down, some would be hard to understand by those unlearned. And he said one other thing, those that wrestle with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you shouldn't have any motivation to wrestle with the word of God. You should just accept it humbly and try to comply with it. But those who wrestle with it, they want to distort it and twist it.
Mm-hmm.
See, they want to pervert it. That's why they wrestle with it. They're coming up with the man-made schemes and demonic influences to twist the scripture, to distort it, to change the meaning of it, change the interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what wrestling is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite from wrestling is total compliance. You know, you hear it, you accept it, you believe it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the word belief. You believe it, you accept it. You don't wrestle with something that you humbly believe and accept. But those who are wrestling with it, what are they wrestling for? They're trying to distort and pervert and change the meaning of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was hard for some of them to understand. Because not only they may have been new in the word, but they wrestled with it. You could think of one of the characters in scripture, in the book of Acts,
I think
his name was Simon the Sorcerer. He saw the apostles going around and, you know, healing the sick and casting out devils and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was amazed. So here he is with his old, what they call black magic, the black arts. He's getting his power from Satan, and he's saying the real power of Yah flowing through the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hurting his business, you know. And they say, well, this guy might have magic, but these people are the sons of the Most High Yah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real power.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to shadow them around and follow them around and try to get their secrets. So he couldn't get it. Finally, he just says, Can you sell me the Ruach HaKodesh? You know, sell it to me. I've got money, Satan. Sell it to me. And they rebuked him sharply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here he is. He saw them lay hands on the people, and the people they laid hands on, they received the Ruach HaKodesh, and they spoke with tongues and everything. And he wants this for his filthy pride and for his love of money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, give that power to me, that whoever I put my hands on, that they be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh.
Mm-hmm.
What was his motivation for? he want to save? He should have been thinking about saving himself.
Mm-hmm.
But here he wants the power so men could continue to look up to him and esteem him, and also to give him money. See,
mm-hmm.
So you got hearts like that
mm-hmm.
who are wrestling with Shaul's words. Those who want to humble themselves and comply, they are not wrestling against our dear brother's words. So what did our brother say again? He said, you know, in paraphrasing, because we read the scripture earlier at the start of the show, paraphrasing, so are we to transgress Yah's law now that grace abides with us? He said, absolutely not. He said, Yah forbid it. Yah forbid. To all those in Christendom who are saying that that law has nullified grace. You might not say it out of your mouth, but your life is speaking those words. You know how they say actions speak louder than words?
Mm-hmm.
Your life is speaking it. Your ministry is speaking it. You know, and some of you actually do speak it out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we know that Yah's grace, his mercy and forbearance, does not nullify or contradict. In other words, is not in opposition to his holy laws and commandments.
That's right.
But thanks to our dear brother Shaul, he signed it and sealed it
mm-hmm.
that Yah forbid for anyone to misconstrue that the grace that was shed, poured out upon us through the precious blood of our Mashiach, Yehoshua,
mm-hmm.
that it somehow nullified the law and gave us free reign, free license to sin, knowing that, you know, and I heard some preachers even say we've been sealed to the day of redemption through his Ruach, they say the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Shaul say, you think that you could continue in sin or you could transgress Yah's law now that grace is with us? Yah forbid it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Okay. We move right along. This is just all in summary.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yehoshua. Okay, we talked about dear brother Shaul. Now let's go to his master and our master.
Mm-hmm.
Our Mashiach himself, Yehoshua. Know it. Know this of a certainty. Yehoshua did not come into the world to nullify or destroy Yah's law.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, he came to bring more clarity, like I said earlier. He came to bring more clarity and understanding to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm backing all of this up with scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go. Let's go, Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew. Go to Matthew. We're going to show three things, at least two things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show that he did not come to destroy and nullify the law. And we're going to show that actually came just the opposite. He came to bring more clarity and understanding to the law.
Mm-hmm.
Deeper understanding, a more clearer understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Matthew 5:17.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5:17, it says, this is Yehoshua speaking. Think not that I am come to destroy the law. I did not come to nullify the law.
Mm-hmm.
All the prophets. Let's stop right there. Remember what we spoke about last week? We went to the book of Hebrews. We
mm-hmm.
went to chapter 7. And Elder, you read, I think, another chapter.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 8.
You saw the change in the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
See, where there's a change of priesthood, verily there is a disannulling of the law. That's not annulling the law of Yah. That's not annulling, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy, thou shalt, you know, not steal, kill. That's not annulling Yah's holy law.
That's right.
Keep things in context. What did it say? What did Yehoshua shed? He shed his blood.
Mm-hmm.
His blood. What was the Levitical priesthood for? They were for the atonement of sin. How did the Bible say, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin?
Mm-hmm.
But we had who doing it? We had men. Yes, they were appointed by Yah, but they were men like us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when they would shed the blood, Because they have to shed the blood. Without the shed of blood, there's no remission of sin. So they have to shed the blood. So that's why when they shed the blood of goats and bulls, and that's why they didn't just do it for the people. They have to turn around and do it for themselves, too. They were sinful men, too. So what are we saying? We're saying that whole Levitical priesthood under the line of Aaron, what was saying, we have a new priest. Not under Aaron, not under Levite, we have a new priest from the tribe of Judah. And he didn't have to go into the Holy of Holies once a year. He went in every year. He went in once and for all.
That's right.
And he didn't have to take the blood of goats no more. He shed his own blood, who had no sin. So that's the atonement. That's the beautiful atonement. And that's what covers us. Us who walk in compliance, not in opposition to, who walk in compliance to Yah's laws and commandments. Read that out of 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. You walk in compliance, then his blood cleanses us. His blood covers the gap. Like we talked about that insurance company last week. You got to have gap insurance if you want to be restored whole. Otherwise, you have a shortcoming. You got one type of car, you crash and mess it up, insurance company gives you a half or three-fourths of what that car worth. You say, wait a minute, I can't buy the same type of car I had. That's because they say you didn't have that gap insurance.
Right.
It makes a difference. Yahushua is that gap. His blood covers that. So what are we saying? What are we bringing this out for? Because we're getting ahead of the devil. We're talking about he's not here to nullify the law. What was changed? You say the priesthood being changed, there barely is a change in the law also. The law, the ceremonial law. The ceremonial law, the law that dealt with blood, the law that dealt with atonement for sins. So what does that say? Not under the Levitical priesthood anymore. That's the law that you could find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7. Read it for yourself. Don't be dishonest. Don't be intellectually lazy. Don't be spiritually lazy or spiritually dull and dull of hearing, dull of understanding. Read it for yourself.
That's
why today, even the so-called Orthodox, the Europeans over there who call themselves, Jews over there, that's why most of them don't even cut animals anymore. You sacrifice animals. You don't see animal sacrifice, you might have very few sects that try to do it, and even they can't do it right because you can't find a lamb without blemish, spot or wrinkle. But for the most part, the sacrifices, the animal sacrifices were ceased with the death of Yahushua. That's why when he died, the Holy of Holies, the curtain was rent in two, where the high priest used to go in to make the sacrifices, prayers, and all the rituals to forgive the people's sin and forgive his own sin, it was written too. That job, that Levitical priesthood, that lineage, that line is over. It has come to a completion. It's run its course. The priesthood is now changed.
That's right.
Okay, but what did Yahshua say? He didn't come to destroy Yah's holy law. Okay? You get mixed up with the law. There's different laws, okay? We have different. Just we have a penal code. We have a lot of different laws in this country. You go to court. You go to criminal court. They got family court and everything. They're all part of the justice system, but they're different sects. The Levitical priesthood is a different sect. That has been enough. What came with that, by the way? Boy, something very popular came with that Levitical priesthood. That these preachers, Christendom still want to hold on to today. That's weird. It says enough, but they still want to hold on to certain part of the law that is truly enough.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do to, how do we support the Levitical priesthood? We tithe because they couldn't have any possession.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other tribe. Oh, but the Christians say, let's keep this one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep that tithing going.
Yeah.
Okay, we could go into that. But mm-hmm. you see what the motivation is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Yahushua says, he says, in Matthew 5:17, he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. He didn't do it. He didn't come to. He said, I am not. So he reiterated, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. I come to clarify. I come to give the full understanding of. Full understanding. Fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
He says, for verily, and if you didn't understand, you were slow of hearing. In verse 17, he's going to make it perfectly clear in verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for verily I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass away. Elder, is heaven and earth still here?
I just came from outside.
Yeah. I'm going to say, just look out the window. Is earth still out there?
It sure is.
Okay, he said, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from this law. So you know, he's not talking about Yah's old laws. He's talking about that the only thing that changed in the priesthood was that Levitical, that ceremonial law. We do not sacrifice goats and bulls for the atonement of sin. Yehoshua has done that. Okay? So he said, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. It will all be fulfilled. Okay. Then he go on to say, whosoever therefore shall break one of these, and I'm paraphrasing, but if you go around breaking the law, if you think it's all said and done since Yehoshua came, and he said you break these and teach others, you're going to be looked at as the least.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the reverse, you're going to be looked at as great. If you walk in compliance with God's laws and you teach others to do so, he said you're going to be looked upon as great in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else did we say? We says he come to clarify. Not only did he didn't come to serve, but he come to clarify and give a full understanding. Mm-hmm. What is an example of that? Well, we could go to Matthew. We won't guess. We'll go to Matthew, stay in chapter 5, and we'll go to verse 21 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example of clarification and deeper understanding of law, clear understanding. He says, he had heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Now listen to this. Okay, we just think about somebody might grab a sword and run you through and kill you, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, but look, that's not the only death, and that's not the only thing that applies to this portion of law. He says, I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause,
mm-hmm.
that's just akin to death. That's just like you running somebody through with a sword. He said, if you just be angry with your brother without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment of that same judge.
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever shall stand. So he said, your anger is equivalent to death. Angry at your brother.
Mm.
Angry at the brother without a just cause.
Mm.
That's just like a death sentence. You know, that's just like you have murdered your brother in your heart. Now, why is it in your heart? Look at the other example he's given.
Mm-hmm.
Same of Matthew 5, verse 27-28. Yahushua still speaking. He said, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we know those, you know, if sleeping with married, you know, and here you are, have a wife, elder.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well sleep with your wife. Okay. So he says, okay, yeah, that's obvious adultery. But he said, there's something just the equivalent to that. That's not the only type of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but I say unto you, verse 28, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her.
Mm.
Committed adultery with her already in his heart.
Mm.
So does that sound like he come to destroy the law? It sounds like he's even adding on to it. But he's not really adding. He's just giving a clearer understanding, giving a clarity, giving a deeper understanding of the law. He's giving a full understanding. He's saying come to fulfill it. I'm giving a full understanding of what's going on. Okay. So another thing, the blood of Yahushua. People say, oh, it cleansed by the blood. You know, I could do what I want to do. His blood has paid the price, right? Blood of Jesus. Paid the price. I don't want to sin, but if I happen to give in to Sister Mary and have to go to that motel with her, that the blood will cover me. Okay, so is that what the blood of Yahushua was for? Okay, is that what grace is all about?
Mm.
We know, Yahushua, say y'all forbid.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the blood of Yahushua is not a pardon. You know how president have power to pardon?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pardon, he just relinquished all this sin and open prison, let him out.
Mm-hmm.
Got free slate, you know, what they call in law is a sponge, you know,
mm-hmm.
all for this record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the governor has power to do that. President has power. Clemency, they call it. The blood of Yahushua is not a pardon for transgressors. See,
mm-hmm.
like we hear in some Christian, though, it's not a pardon for transgressors or lawbreakers. You know, that's what transgressors are, lawbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
It atones. Look what it does. It atones. That means pays a sin debt. What is a sin debt? Okay. Call out Brother Sharon again. He say the wages of sin is death. Okay, so that's the debt. That's the debt you're supposed to pay.
Mm-hmm.
See, but a lot of the old it atones and pays a sin debt for those who are walking in compliance, there again, walking in compliance with Yah's laws and commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in compliance with Yah's laws and commandments, and you know, you're walking in compliance, and you may fall short on something. You may fall short on something. Not no license yet, not meeting Sister Mary at the motel,
mm-hmm.
and then when you get out and finish your business, you say, oh, by the way, Jesus, forgive me. No, you walk in compliance. Yah's Yahushua's blood covers your sin debt. What does it cover? The wages of sin is death. You deserve death. You know,
mm-hmm.
Testament, they could pick up stones. They were about to pick up stones in front of Yahushua and stone that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yahushua said, he without sin cast the first stone. But, you know, Yahushua didn't tell them it was wrong because under the law, they didn't have authority to do that. All he said, he made them look at themselves. He just said, he that is without sin, you go ahead and start it off. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got the first stone. So the woman, under legality, under the law, she was worthy of death, and the man who was with her, too, I don't know where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when we sin, yes, there's a penalty, a price for that sin, but look what Yahushua's blood do. It atones, it pays that sin debt. It is paid it for those who are walking in compliance with Yah's laws.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Christians don't really get it wrong. They just think the blood of Jesus covered everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We're not guessing anything. We're going right to the answer in 1 John.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 1. Let's just look at 1 John 1 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And see if this is conditional. That means you have to do something. And what is to do something? To do something is walking in compliance. You have to walk right. You got to live right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing is there's no contradiction between the old and the new. That means that what they call the Old Testament and the New Testament is all one.
Yes,
in John 17:17, Yahushua said, thy word is true. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Truth. You want to know what pure truth is? Thy word is truth.
That's right.
And what does it say in the so-called Old Testament? In Psalm 119, 142?
Yeah.
It says, thy law is truth. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
His word and law is the same. He says, thy law is the truth.
That's right.
In John 17:17, thy word is truth. Psalm 119:142, thy law is truth.
Mm-hmm.
So his law is his word. His word is his law. Hallelujah. They are the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah wants us to walk in truth.
That's right.
Truth is the light of Yah. Okay, it says, if we say that we have fellowship, this is 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, then you don't walk in truth. You don't walk in his light. If we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're not walking in his law. Do not the truth, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Do not walk in his law. The truth, it says. Do not walk in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, his word is the law, his law is the word. So if we say we have fellowship, oh, I know God, I know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly know the true creator, Yah, and you know, it says you know his son, Yehoshua, or whatever you might call him, Jesus, his name is Yehoshua. If you say you know him, and you're not walking in truth, and we just saw, thy word is true, thy law is true,
mm-hmm.
It says you and you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. It says you lie and do not the truth.
That's right.
But if you walk in the light, if you walk in this truth, verse 7, as he is in the light, and listen to this, and it says if. So if you're walking in compliance, if you walk in compliance with his laws, with his truth, if you walk in compliance with his word, which is his truth,
mm-hmm.
If you walk in compliance, he says, you walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And look, here comes the benefit. You get this benefit. You walk in fellowship one with another, and here comes the benefit. And the blood of Yehoshua HaMashiach cleanses us.
Mm.
Not the transgressors, but those in compliance with his law. Not those in opposition to his laws, say his law is dead, but those who are in compliance with his laws. The blood of Yehoshua cleanses us from all of our sin.
Hallelujah.
All of our transgressions. Hallelujah.
Hmm.
That blood is for those law-abiding citizens. That's what that blood covers. Okay, what else? And we'll wrap this up. Wrap the summarization up. Okay. One more thing. If you're not walking in Yah's laws, you are of, this is going to sound harsh, but we're going to end it with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not walking in Yah's laws, you are of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Eliah didn't say this. We're going to go to his word. Yah's word says it. And what we find out about Yah's word is that his word is true. So he didn't tell the truth. If you're not walking in law, you are of the devil.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And you have no fellowship with the Most High. We just saw First John chapter 1. They say, you lying if you say you have fellowship with them.
Mm-hmm.
You lying. So if you're not walking in his laws, you are of the devil and you have no fellowship with him. Let's go there. We already went to John 1:1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to John 3:4. We're going to go to John 3:4, 7, 8, and part of 9. Hallelujah. We're going to do it. And if you think I'm trying to be mean, I'm going to say the no. We saw where it says, if you're not walking in his truth, you're not walking in his laws,
mm-hmm.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You do not the truth. That means you're not in his laws. You're not in his word. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him. Okay, now, go over 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is a transgression of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with that definition, and we ended with that definition. Sin is a transgression of the law. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go down to verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go down to, verse 7. It says, little children, let no man deceive you. And with this grace thing, with this grace being, a coverall, the blood just covers everything, covers liars, covers cheaters, covers those who are in opposition to the law, covers those who are lying on our dear Apostle Paul saying the law is done away with. They say grace is covered. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Little children, let no man deceive. So don't be deceived by that. It says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And here's verse 8. Yah's word says this, not me.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he that committed sin, Elder, what is the definition of sin?
Transgression of the law.
All right. Verse 8 says, he that transgresseth the law
mm-hmm.
is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yah is not your father. Like Shaul says in the book of Corinthians, the God of this world, the devil,
mm-hmm.
that's your father. He that transgresses the law, he that commits sin, he that transgresses the law is of the devil.
Mm.
It goes on to say, but the devil was a transgressor. The devil sinned from the beginning. He was a transgressor from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Whosoever is born, you know, people say, I'm born again. I'm born. Verse 9, whosoever is born of Yah. So if you're truly born again, whosoever is born of Yah does not commit sin. Elder, what's the definition for sin?
Transgression of the law.
So whosoever is born of Yah, you say who you're born again, whosoever is born of Yah does not transgress the law.
That's it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do not, hallelujah. That's the exclamation point right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be deceived.
That's right.
Grace is not a license, and we're talking to all of Israel now and all those who would be granted in. Do not be deceived. Grace is not a license to sin.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not a license to transgress Yah's laws. It does not nullify the laws of Yah. It makes the laws of Yah, it actually makes them more doable.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know you have that gap insurance. We talk about those compliant, citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You have the gap insurance. That blood is for you. That's your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Not insurance for those who are law traffickers, law deniers. It's for you who know the law and who are walking in compliance to the law. Because you know you have that perfect one, that his blood will stand in the gap for you whenever you come short. It says it makes the law of Yah doable.
Mm-hmm.
By the atoning blood of our Mashiach, which perpetually fills in the gap for those who walk in humble compliance to Yah's laws and commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Be not deceived. Yah's word and his laws are not contradictory.
That's right.
They are one and the same, as we witness in John 17:17 and Psalms 119:142, where
mm-hmm.
he said, thy word is true and thy law
is
true.
That's right.
Hallelujah. 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 Go right ahead,
Elder. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, this is so exciting because, again, even just like we were going last week, speaking on this same subject, you know, as we continue on, we can see and we can receive the spirit of Yah by listening to his word, getting this understanding, okay? Because it's just wonderful, you know? as it goes on, everyone, even in this same chapter, John 3, you know, in this, in verse 10, in this, the children of Yah and the children of the devil are manifested.
Hallelujah.
Imagine that. Everyone not doing righteousness is not of Yah. Just that simple. You know,
Hallelujah.
If you're not doing righteousness, you're just not under Yah. And that's what I try to relate to these people here when I speak to them about the Sabbath versus Sunday, the Sabbath worship versus Sunday, especially to those ministers, those preachers out there that's supposed to know the difference, supposed to know the truth, but insisting on following the way of the world. You see? And so you're following that way, you know, you're not doing righteousness, okay? Everyone not doing righteousness is not of Yah. You are not of Yah. And I guess that must be the main, one of the main reasons why they find it so difficult to cut this Jesus and Lord and God loose.
That's right.
They can't come to no sensible understanding of who Yah is, because they are not doing righteousness, you see? And so that's what I can see now. It's, you know, it's coming more and more clear, you see? Neither the one not loving his brother, you see?
Uh-huh.
You see? Because, see, I'll tell you. You got to be a loving person. You got to know how to love. You got to understand Yah's love in order for you to be able to love, okay? Because this is the message that you heard from the beginning. You see? You notice that? From the beginning. You didn't just get this now in the New Testament. Yeah? You heard. He gave this message to the people, the children of Israel, back in the beginning of their
That's
beginning.
Right.
You see? That we should love one another. You see? We should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and killed his brother.
Uh-huh.
And why did he kill him? Because his works were wicked. But
that's right.
But those of his brother were righteous. You know? And these are kind of the things that we're running into now. You know, we could see things that are happening to the children of Israel from, you know, from the wicked one, and he is already, I mean, in fact, Yah has already warned us, even in the book of Revelation, Revelation 13. You know, notice what he says about this beast. He said, in verse 6, Revelation 13, he said, and he opened his mouth in blasphemies against Yah. So, to blaspheme his name. You notice that? They pick on that name. There's something about that name of Yah that they can't come to grips with. And so they hate it. They hate it. They blaspheme it, you see? And his tent and those dwelling in the heavens, they blaspheme. But and that is where I look at the next verse, and it was given to him to fight with the set apart ones,
uh-huh.
and to overcome them, and authority was given to him over every tribe and tongue and nation. You see?
Uh-huh.
So you notice that fight began with the set apart ones. He's got to get the Hebrew Israelites. You know?
Right.
That's why right now, you know, in this country, we first one there was, I mean, they picked us out as any kind of organization of, they call religion, but, you know, righteous, worshiping organization that worship the Most High, Yah. We the first ones they picked on and pointed out as a cult. As soon as we showed up, we was a cult right away.
And because they was the black identity extremists.
Yeah, you see that?
How do you relate with that if you want to worship the Creator?
That's,
and acknowledge who you really are.
Right. That's,
you see through the lies, you acknowledge your true heritage, and all of a sudden you become a black identity.
Yeah, you are hated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't ask you anything. you can say, well, I'm a Christian. You can say, well, I'm Protestant. I'm Methodist. I'm Buddhist. I'm Muslim. That, you know, it seems like the world is okay with that.
Right. But you can say I'm LGBT.
Yeah.
Everything's all right.
Everything, you're fine. You're good. You know, the minute you say, hey, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, bingo. That's it.
You're
the enemy. You know, and so we know something is wrong, terribly wrong with that, you see? And it's coming right down from these high places, you know? Wickedness in high places. It's coming right down from that. Exactly, you see? And that's why he said, tells us, you know, be careful. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against wickedness in high places, you see? And so we're going to, you know, we're just going to have to understand these things and know what position that we are in this world with the rest of the world, you see, and recognize that there's something special about the fact that we belong to Yah.
That's right.
And so we can't just take this thing for granted that we're going to be all just okay anyway, because you're not. The devil is out to get you.
Hallelujah.
He has decided that he's got to take you out because you're the one has those laws, those the truth, you know, the word that is going to deliver people, the word that Yah has already promised his people, you know, their deliverance through Yahushua and so forth. So, you know, let's not let this world deceive us. Don't let it get us, okay? Let us be careful. Be careful. Okay. So, hallelujah. So, we're going to keep on here. Again, you know, we know that you have done a very good job of summarizing this program up with the things that we talked about in the last two lesson studies. And again, we encourage anybody to go back and listen to those first lessons that we did on Block Talk Radio here and just walk straight on up from there up to the present lesson that we're just doing tonight, and you'll get a chance to follow and see exactly where we're coming from, because it's been made very clear, you know, the difference between Yah's eternal law as opposed to those laws of the Levitical priesthood that the nation of Israel lived under, which was shadows of things to come, you know, until the true Messiah comes, you know. If they believed in those animal sacrifices and lived righteously under those that dispensation and so forth, that time, they are saved. They were saved, delivered from their sins, just like those who are now living after the atoning sacrifice of Yahushua. Okay?
Hallelujah.
See, so it don't change. He doesn't change. That's why he tells you, I change not. You see?
That's right.
And so we can hold on to that truth and understand it and recognize who we're dealing with, what we got here going for us. We have something great. Beautiful, among the best things that's in this whole universe that I ever had, you know, and that's why that's kind of why I keep saying, hey, when I see the things that Yah is showing me, even as I walk this life, you know, I know that Yah is amongst his people right now, okay, and he is manifesting himself to us periodically,
you know.
He shows us. And so for anybody to say that let me just move into this a little bit. If I had a dream and a dream about some things that Yah showed me, you know, and they're going to all of a sudden turn around and tell me I'm of the devil or some kind of witchcraft or thing going on, that doesn't apply. That doesn't agree with the word. Okay.
No.
You know.
No.
See, the main thing before we get out and say something or condemn anybody for saying certain things, we have to test it by the word. That's why it says in Isaiah, if they speak not according to the word, okay, the law and the testimony. Notice he said the law and the testimony.
Uh-huh.
See? And that covers it all. You see?
That's right.
If it speaks not according to that, then that is because there is no daylight in them. Okay?
Hallelujah.
And that's what we got to do, because even right here, I believe in the book of Acts, it tells us, Acts 2, let's just kind of look at the verse 17. And it shall be in the last days. Notice that? In the last days. Says Yah. You know? That I shall pour out of my spirit on all flesh.
Uh-huh.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams.
Dreams. That's right.
You know? So don't tell me if I have a dream, you know, I'm full of something that's evil.
That's right.
That doesn't agree with Yah's word here. You know, like I said, we were trying to make sure we stay with, we follow Yah's word and live by it, you know. And
we stay on the sure foundation. And Elder, if I may just add, just want to tell our listening all this, those who say, well, where are y'all going with this? We've we've concluded our message, our study, in grace versus law.
Mm-hmm.
Like Elder said, we encourage you to go back to previous 2 weeks, and listen to the beginning if you haven't done so already. And tonight was the summarization of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just pivoting now to we're basically we had a discussion how many just false doctrines are out there. Just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
False doctrines are just floating around over the airways.
Mm-hmm.
When I say the airways, I include the internet too. And they're floating around there. And we were discussing how one so-called teacher, happened to be female, and she was saying about the dreams, if you dream about this type of subject, you are either engaged in witchcraft or someone has initiated you into witchcraft. A bunch of foolishness, just pulling stuff off the top of her head, pulling it, some other part of her body. You can't let stuff like that into your ear gates and accept it as fact, accept it as truth. Like we were talking about truth. Thy word is true. He didn't say your opinion is true. You know, he said thy word is true. He said thy law is true. Book of Psalms, Book of John, thy law is true, thy word. He didn't say your opinion or your hypothesis is true, your theory is true.
Right.
So people were saying these whimsical theories and doctrines, and they're equating them with truth. And the followers who come behind them are praising them. And not only praising them, but seeking out advice from them. You know, it's almost like you see that palm reader sign through, you know, when you're driving down the street sometime, and people just go over there and actually, you know, ask for their services, like they need to know what's going on with their love life and their wife going to leave them. I mean, the Bible says don't consult with a witch, you know, a sorcerer. But people consult with them anyway, and here we are listening to these far-flung doctrines it is not founded and rooted in the word, but people are taking them as truth. And we're saying that's so dangerous. And like Elder's talking about dreams, this particular person was talking about dreams. And they were even talking about, I'm going to just say it, Elder, flying dreams. Somehow you're connected with witchcraft. There's a lot of people flew in dreams before, including yours truly. And I know I have the Ruach HaKodesh. And so the Bible says the Spirit bears witness with our spirits. We don't need nobody else to tell us. The Scriptures say the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of Yah.
That's right.
So you've got the witness
in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another witness. It says, but Yah knows those who are his. He knows
mm-hmm.
his people. Then he give you his spirit so you can know you're his.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that scripture come in. The spirit bears witness with our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Yah's Ruach bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed the sons of Yah. So we don't need no little foolishness like that.
Mm-hmm.
And why we're concerned, this is going out to could be millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how many people listen to these so-called teachers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a fancy little title to their program. They might get a nice little enticing title.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Witch of Endor or whatever. You know, and people, you know, rush to see it just like they're watching a sci-fi movie. And then they get pulled into this false doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
So beware, Israel. Beware.
Yeah.
Don't let fancy speech and, you know, because people know how to break down a few scriptures, don't let that get you entangled to be led astray.
Mm-hmm.
You hear false doctrine, you're the Ruach, your discernment should go up.
Yeah.
Your antenna should go up and say, nope, it's trying to cut it off. And I mean, when I say cut, I mean cut it off for good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're teaching you false doctrine now intentionally. What do you need to go back to listen next week or the next day to that person for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to cut them off and move on and tell Yah to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, that I just want to give a little clarity of
mm-hmm.
what we were kind of getting into.
Yeah, I'm telling you because it's a necessity. You know, because, again, like I say, so much is going on out there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I know I don't get up here and just start talking just for some kind of fame or anything like that. Because, you know, I'm serious about my salvation. I know that, you know. And I'm praying that I make it in. You know, because it tells us right here, even in the book of Revelation, blessed are those doing his commands. Okay, so that the authority shall be theirs unto the tree of life, okay, and to enter through the gates into the city, you see, and then it goes on to tell us, but outside are the dogs, and those who enchant with drugs, and those who whore, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and all who love and do falsehood, you see.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difference. We got to, you know, recognize that, you know, Yah's laws, those words are there for us to live by, you know.
Joshua.
And that's why, yeah, I want his word written in my heart, up on the two tables of my heart, you know,
yeah.
So that I can be led and guided by his truth. His laws are truth, like you just showed in Psalms 119:142. His laws
yeah.
are truth. You see. So we got to live by that. We got to get that in our heart. That's why it's important that we even speak his name, call on his name. You know.
Yeah.
Because too many of the people out there, they just can't bring themselves to understand. In fact, they do the thing that we were just talking about. What they do to Shaw, they wrestle with his word.
Yeah,
you know, see, that's what I'm pretty much starting to run into sometimes out here. You know, when it comes to the name, Yah's name, his name, okay? I'm just looking at the word. You know, and I go by what it tells me. Let's just go back to Exodus, okay? Exodus chapter 23. It tells you, and it's just that simple. That's why and first of all, in Exodus 23, verse 2, do not follow a crowd to do evil.
That's right.
That's God's law. That's his word. Okay? Nor bear witness in a strife so as to turn aside after many, to turn aside what is right. You see? And so if you're going to be out there following these people that are determined to invoke or to misapply Yah's name, you know, and refuse to acknowledge him in all of their ways, then he tells us right up in verse 13 in Exodus 23, and in all that I have said to you, take heed and make no mention of the name of other mighty ones. Let it not be heard from your mouth. You see? That's what he tells us, you see? And, you know, that is his word, you know? And so that's why I go on. And as we continue on to read in his book, Joshua chapter 23, look at that, you know? See, and that's all I'm saying. Don't just take for granted just because somebody is out there teaching this, these things doesn't guarantee you that you're going to, you know, that he is right. It doesn't get us right, you know? And then look, we look at Joshua 23. Let me look at verse 6 and 7. 6, and you shall be very strong to guard and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moses, so as not to turn aside from it, right or left, okay? Now, those are instructions directly to us. So as not to go in among these nations, these who remain among you, and make no mention of the name of their mighty ones. Okay? That's what he's telling us, okay? Nor swear by them, nor serve them, nor bow down to them. You see? And so we got, though, as no matter what, we got the situation out here where people, they just will not take the time and think about this thing. They just go take for granted, calling on other deities, other mighty ones, and without research, without looking into it, nor to understand who that demon is that you call yourself calling on. You know? So we got to be careful. We need to be, we really need to take heed, look at what the word says, and most of all, like you have said, don't be lazy about doing a little research. Search it. Because he said, if you seek, you shall find. You know? So that's what we got to do. Search and seek to make sure we make our calling and elections sure. Okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. So Elder, this has been a good lesson, a good study today. And you know, and I hope our people are blessed. I know they are, you know, by listening and hearing the word of Yah. Because it's not our words, it's not what we're trying to say, our opinion. Yeah, every question you had, you answered it from the word of Yah.
That's right.
And so that's what we gotta continually to do. And that's a beautiful thing. So if you don't have anything else, or if you have anything else you want to touch bases with, Elder, go right ahead.
No. I think that the Ruach has done his job.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, all right, then. Well, with that being said, we'll go ahead and close it out. And we just want to let you know if you have any questions or anything, if you're in the room sometime, just give us a call. Give us a touch the phone on your pad there. Do it, just touch your number one, I believe, press on your phone, and we'll see your question mark, and we'll try to get right back with you, okay? And answer any questions that you may have. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and say shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right.
About peace, joy, and love.
Oh, love.
right thing, there's always gonna be somebody out there trying to cause you to stumble. And when you're walking that narrow road, staying focused on the Most High, the enemy will use somebody to get a higher off your mind. I see why Moses got upset. He couldn't go into the land. Israel causing him to stumble. Then he died upon that mountain. And I'm not trying to miss that kingdom. I'm working on my own salvation. Staying ready to the end. To get that crown from Yeshua. So I don't need
no stumbling blocks around me.
Ooh,
I'm about peace, joy, and love.
That's all I'm about, yeah.
I don't need no stumbling blocks around me.
I don't need it.
I command evil and wickedness to flee.
Wickedness got to get up out of here.
Evil and wickedness.
Yeah, flee from me.
Flee from me.
Sometimes I walk with a higher alone. I keep my circle real small. With the one walking the shire, teaching me all day long. Cause I don't need nobody around me, causing me to stumble. With all that trauma and confusion, I'm self-controlled and humble.
You know what I'm saying? People can say what they want, you know. But I enjoy my own company, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I enjoy my own company. Yes, I do.
The Most High and the Wawak, you know what I'm saying?
Along with the Most High and the Wawak.
So I've been doing my own thing, you know what I mean? I stay away from the confusion and the trauma.
Oh, it's all about them.
I ain't trying to get nobody to cause me to stumble. I ain't trying to stumble, you know what I mean?
I don't need no stumbling blocks around me.
Say, I don't need it.
I'm about peace, joy, and love.
I'm all about that love.
I don't need no stumbling blocks around me.
No stumbling blocks, yeah.
I command evil and wickedness to flee.
Flee from me right now.
Evil and wickedness to flee from me.
All right, all right. Shalom, shalom.